So we've been talking about microphones and microphone filters and pop shields. We're about to talk about headphones as well. So I thought we'll do a bit of a sidebar very briefly, just for the next couple of minutes, just for today's episode. And talk about how all of these, and also the desk controls in a radio studio and so on, they're a breeding ground for bacteria, a Valhalla for viruses. I mean, just think about it. Speaking into a microphone pop shield that's, what, maybe an inch or so from your mouth, with the spit from other people? And what about those headphones with the sweat and the skin deposits? Oh, it's making my skin crawl just to think about it. These microphones are spoken into, the headphones are worn or touched by many people, potentially rarely ever cleaned. So if you value your voice, do what I do, even before COVID-19. Invest in your own pop shield and headphones and wipe down the panel, the buttons, the knobs, the buttons, the switches before you use them. Obviously, only do that in someone else's studio if you've got permission and you used approved wipes, because the chemicals in some wipes may affect a panel or screen or some of the writing on a desk control, where you've actually got the writing about what mic channel it is and what a particular knob does. So be very careful if you want to do that in someone else's studio. Of course, it may be awkward if you're not on a studio shift and you're just going in to briefly record a short item to wipe down everything and set it up with your own microphone filter and headphones and so on, but do take precautions. Obviously, it's easy to take your own headphones into a studio, and perhaps you should be doing that anyway because they fit around your ears. The sweat, and also the skin, and also in close proximity to someone else's earwax. Oh dear, we'll finish this episode quickly because, horrid.